Here is a headline that you may have seen on the op-ed pages of the Tribune. Defendants are missing court appearances. It's time to fix the Safety Act. And Iris Martinez wrote, last month we marked the one-year anniversary of the Safety Act, she wrote, which includes the Pretrial Fairness Act. She says, during my 45-year career in public service, including my time as a legislator and as clerk of the circuit court, I believe the PFA is the most consequential law regarding the criminal justice system that has ever been implemented in Illinois. But then she said that people are not showing up for their court dates on time. Iris is now on the line and joining us on WGN. Iris, thanks for saying hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. Happy Indigenous Day to all.
Indeed. So pick that story up where I left it off. So we have the Safety Act and this PFA component, the Pretrial Fairness Act. What is the Pretrial Fairness Act supposed to do?
Well, again, I think it's making sure from the very beginning, that our people who end up in these in the system have the opportunity to not have money be the issue as to why they cannot be bailed out. You know, they cannot come out of jail because they don't have any cash or
right.
whatever the case may be.
So we want to eliminate cash bail. Yeah.
Right. So we've done all that. That's been implemented, you know, now. What we have seen, again, you know, and I people are distorting some of what we have. We have a system that the county spent over $40 million in a central management system that captures everything, not subset, you know, areas that are set to any organization out there doing the data tracking of what's going on with the PFA and the Safety Act. However, as a keeper of the records, we are in every courtroom and every courthouse, and we are putting down every action. You know, we have to make sure to record every action taken in that courtroom on that day. And so what we saw was that, you know, while people are out, people are not coming back for the first, you know, coming back to court for the first appearances after they've been, you know, let go. And that's what we've seen. It's the numbers that we're capturing. But we're capturing it for all in the different areas across the whole entire county. So, again, these are numbers that we're seeing that are a little bit alarming because people are not coming to court for, and it could be for a million reasons. It could be, you know, that they couldn't take a day off. They could, you know, the judge had a, you know, a schedule. The judges had too much on their schedule. This could be a million reasons. But again, we record everything. But we did notice that area where we saw the defendant. I mean, that the people were not coming back for the first court date. We know that because we have to send out the postcards. Which again, we cannot rely on mail on a U.S. mail to make sure that people are reminded of when they're supposed to come back to court. And sometimes, again, a notice might have been sent to mail that never got to them. So we got to do better in finding out how we can do to address the issue and making sure that people are getting noticed so they can appear in court. That's all this was meant to be. Right.
But here's what you wrote. In the first 50 weeks of this new act, out of 90,872 cases, defendants missed court 67,000 times. So for every nine, six times people missed their court date, correct? And this includes defendants charged with violent felonies. That's discouraging, Iris.
It is. And you know what? And again, it's a matter of capturing the numbers. That's what our system was put in place for, to make sure that we can find ways to address some of the gaps and disparity that we have seen, that we have to make sure that people have their day in court, and that it's not because of the fact that they didn't get the notice. It's how do we work together to make sure that they are getting the notices and that they are showing up.
Well, what do you think the reason is that they don't show up? Is it because they forgot or didn't know, or what's going on?
I think it's a combination of all of that, John. I think it's a combination of, you know, they forgot. Again, the postcards reminding them is not making it because of the U.S., you know, because of the Postal Service. It could be there's a thousand reasons, you know. And again, we're just making sure that we're notifying. And like I said, This was sent internal to all the five stakeholders in the county, just letting them know of what was going on, what I saw in the numbers of a system that now, you know, we, you know, as you know, we are automated over 70 million cases over the last 2.5 years since I've been there. So we're capturing everything. So yeah. Again, it's a matter of the numbers. It's not a matter of us going against numbers that are out there that maybe someone may have because they're doing a particular, you know, research. We're just talking about what we see every single day and every action.
I get it. No. So you sound fairly agnostic about this, as perhaps you should be. You're the clerk. You're just telling people what the data is. And I think...
What the data is.
Okay, but I think there's two then questions that are important here. Do the people ever show up for court, like I didn't know or my kid was sick and I couldn't go? And do these people, while they're waiting a court date, do they commit more crimes? Because that was the big concern. No cash bail means these people go free. They don't have the cash to bail themselves out. Doesn't matter. Just show up to court, and they don't show up to court. And I would be very alarmed if 6 out of 9 committed more crimes. You don't have that statistic, do you?
The data, there's a lot of data there that unfortunately we are caught up with FOIA. Again, our judicial system is not FOIAable. And when I first got there, John, that's the first thing that I did. I think all information should always be FOIAable. And again, you know, there's data there that I cannot, unless there is a court order by the judge for me to release this information, I can release the information. But right now I can't. It's just of what we're seeing. You know, there is a way of we've categorized each of the different incidents, like, you know, from assault to, you know, to order of protection, a little bit of everything that occurs in that court date, in that courtroom,
yeah,
on that court date is recorded.
So some of these might not have been major felonies. Some of these 90,000
right.
cases may have been
exactly
a traffic stop or
a traffic stop that they had to come to court, you know, a DUI. I mean, it could be, and we've categorized all of them. There's certain data that I cannot share based on the fact that the OCJ's got to give me permission in order to release that data.
But you're not, hold on a second, Iris. You're not just some run-of-the-mill average internet troller. You're the clerk of the circuit court. You don't have immediate access to what happens to these people. That data,
well,
I presume, exists.
I do have the data access, but it's something some certain are not publicly available. That's the irony of sometimes why I think people say, well, if I have the information, why can I share it? Because a lot of information has to be given orders by the chief judge, the chief Evans.
Well, I don't know what the rationale is behind. I mean, this is metadata. We're just talking about numbers here. I'd like to know what the outcome is of these 60,000 people that didn't show up for their court date. Do you know how often those people show up for ensuing court dates, Iris?
You know what? We can go ahead because anytime somebody comes back to motion something up because they forgot to go to court, they can come back to our court and actually motion it up so it can come back in front of the judge. We have, you know, like I said, those kind of numbers are the kind, like I said, every action taken we do have. And so, yes, you know what, we can continue to break down these numbers even further. You know what, that's something that I'm looking at doing because now we have a system that allows us to do that. So that is where I'm at as far as continuing to break the numbers
down. I need to interject this then. If you're able to come up with these sorts of things, like do they show up for court or do they commit crimes? If you can't come on the radio and tell us that, then you might as well not do it as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what the point is of that unless that is made public. Sure, the police need to know or the county prosecutor needs to know, but it would seem to me like that ought to be made available. That's our community.
I agree, John. I mean, there is so much limit that I have as the official keeper of the records. But again, you're absolutely right. That information should be available out there. You know, unfortunately, because of the fact that we are not subject to, you know, the FOIA, I cannot share that information out.
I understand but as a keeper of the records, Iris, let's take a quick commercial break and come back and answer this question. And again, you're not judging, it sounds like. You're not on one side or the other, it appears, of the Safety Act. But I'm going to ask you when we come back, what do you make then of the Safety Act and this Pretrial Fairness Act, which says that there does not have to be a cash bail. People can be released and then show up on as an honor system to court. We're not going to hold them indefinitely because they don't have enough money. I'm behind that. I'm for that. But when you tell me that out of 90,000 cases, 67,000 times they miss their case, their court date, then I'm wondering what you think about the Safety Act or the PFA. Did you see her piece in the Tribune the other day? The clerk of the Circuit Court for Cook County reminded us that while we have the Safety Act and the Pretrial Fairness Act, which after people are arrested, releases many of them without cash bail, a lot of those folks aren't showing up for their court date. What do you make then of the Safety Act and the PFA, Iris?
Again, John, I think, you know, when you put a system in place that you want to see what the data is, we, as I think policymakers, you know, are all creating ordinances or trying to, you know, to amend current laws just to make sure that we're giving every opportunity out there for anyone to, you know, come in front of a judge and clear their cases up. This is important. This was something that was needed because of the fact that the Safety Act had passed, because of the fact that the Pretrial Act also were all, you know, incorporated again to make sure that everybody has, you know, their place in court. We also have to make sure that the victims also have closure. And again, these are just numbers that we need to look at to see what more we can do to create those policies or those ordinance or those amendments that we need to make sure that we're closing the gap and that what is causing people not to come to court? Why is there so many people not coming to court on their first appearance?
Yeah. Well,
what can we do to ensure that? Do we have to create maybe more time? I don't know. Again, this is just the beginning of ways of us finding how we can address those issues.
Okay. Well, I heard you say the word needed, and you were referencing the Safety Act and the Pretrial Fairness Act. So it sounds like while it's troubling that 6 out of 9 are not showing up, you're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. You're still advocating, if you will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really believe that the Safety Act, you know, has a lot of good, but also there's a lot of things that we need to amend again. And I think that's all the stakeholders at the table are figuring it out the same way, you know, we do with the Pretrial Fairness. Again, the whole issue of us investing in data collection is to make sure that we are capturing what is going on out there.
I'm glad you're doing that. What about this question, Iris? What does the court do when the defendant does not show up? Do they issue a continuance, send another postcard? Do they have a court date? What happens? Is there a warrant for their arrest? What happens?
Our job is to make sure that if that person doesn't show up on that day, our job is to make sure that we send yet another notice out, you know, another notice out. It's going to be up to the judge or all the people involved, either be the PD's office, the assistant attorney's office, is to decide what next plays out. You know, is a warrant going to be issued this time? Again, it's however the judge decides on that day what to do when somebody's not showing up to court continuously. Our job is to make sure that we, you know, record that, and then we send the notices out, the postcard and a notice as an email, whatever we send out.
You're going to miss this job in December, Iris.
You know what? I 45 years of public service. I've always been very open and transparent. Sometimes it hasn't been the best thing to people out there. And again, I always say this: if we're not being open and transparent about what we're seeing and how are we going to be able to fix?
Yeah.
Instead of criticizing, let's work together as stakeholders that we are. You know, I will never stop ever giving up on being a public service because, like I said, it's in my DNA. However, you know what? I will not lie or not be transparent about the things that we see as I leave office so we can continue to address it. And I will stay tuned into that because I really believe it's very important, especially for the victims that do not have closure.
That's interesting that you mentioned that. We haven't talked a lot about that, but they deserve consideration for how vulnerable they are or at least feel in a case like this as well, in these sorts of cases. Incidentally, we're out of time, Iris. If any more of this information becomes available before the end of the year or let's ensure that your the person that follows in your footsteps continues
to work.
These
that is
details.
My hope.
And by the way, because you then see 90,000 people go through the system, you know the faces in some of those stories. And I know that's one of the reasons why you advocate for City Kids Camp and have helped them out. And I just wanted to thank you publicly for a camp that's near and dear to our heart here at WGN Radio.
Absolutely.
You're near a lot of troubled young men and women, and that's what that camp is trying to prevent. So thank you for your support of City Kids Camp.
Always. It's always about the kids and the people that we serve, John, at the end of the day.
That's Iris Martinez. She's still the clerk of the Circuit Court for Cook County. Thank you, Iris.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.